One of the greatest attributes that we have from God is happiness. Isn't it wonderful to know that God has cared for us so much and done so much for us that He wants us to be a joyous and a happy people? I find it interesting as we begin in probably the greatest sermon that was ever proclaimed, the Sermon on the Mount, there in Matthew chapter 5, that we find the very first thing that Jesus speaks of is blessedness or happiness, joy. If you were going to begin and preach the gospel for the first time, as we read there, at least the first time we have recorded, if you were going to begin to talk about the good news that God has brought and given to man, what would you begin with? Well, Jesus began with what we find here, happiness. He says if you want to be happy, there are certain things that you must do, certain things that you must participate in. And all of those things, as you well know from the Sermon on the Mount, are wrapped up in one thing. And that's God. I as well like the verse that is found there, verse 12. There we read, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad." You see, again, God speaks. God in the name, the Son there, Jesus Christ, speaks to the Jews of that day, those who needed to know who Christ was and obey. And what was it that Jesus told them? Be happy. Be happy by putting God first and rejoice in all things and be glad. Why? Why could they be so happy? Why could they rejoice? And then why can we rejoice as well? Read with me the rest of that verse, verse 12. The Bible says, "For great is your reward in heaven, for so they were persecuting the prophets who were before you." You see, there's a great reward. Not only can we find joys and happiness in this life, because God blesses us, He cares for us, He guides us, protects us, and so many other wondrous things, but we find a great and exciting reward as well in eternal life. God has promised us a home in heaven someday. And if you and I live today and every day faithfully, as we read in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, be faithful until death for the crown of life. If we can do that, then our God has prepared us a mansion. A mansion in heaven that awaits us, that we might live eternally with Him and never die. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Isn't it an exciting thought to know that the trials and the tribulations of this life, and although we have happiness through God and we find that happiness, that although those things bring us down, God brings us back up, that someday we'll live in a place where there'll be no more sorrow, no more tears, no more problems. Well, I'm excited about that day, and I hope you are as well. And I would encourage you to find great strength and to be the lights of the world and the salt of the earth, Jesus went on to say, that you might be able not only yourself to enjoy the happiness that you have, but as well to share that happiness with others. Because when anyone obeys God and follows His will, they have the same happiness, not only in this life, but the happiness that comes from knowing that we have eternal life.